This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Runners turned out for the Colfax Marathon and Half Marathon in Denver yesterday, despite poor air quality caused by wildfire smoke from Canada. Hope Morris from Thornton ran the half marathon.
Last month saw the biggest monthly jump in jobs in a year, with the biggest gains in leisure and hospitality. Colorado's monthly jobs numbers have been moving around.
I was kind of worried about the air quality, but it was a lot better today than it was yesterday. I think I was going to still run the race either way because I've trained so hard for it.
Race officials said they were monitoring the air quality ahead of the event and decided to move forward. The marathon has been canceled only once in its history in 2020 due to the pandemic. Colorado gained more than 7,000 jobs in April. It's a rebound from a slide in March. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest data from the state's Labor Department.
Last month saw the biggest monthly jump in jobs in a year, with the biggest gains in leisure and hospitality. Colorado's monthly jobs numbers have been moving around a lot lately, showing big gains one month and losses the next. State economist Ryan Gedney says that makes it harder to tell what's really going on with the economy.
I just kind of play it out one month at a time, frankly.
The state's unemployment rate stayed at 2.8%. No. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The largest film festival in the Rocky Mountain region, the Denver Film Festival, is returning in November. Officials with the festival say ticket packs and passes for the 46th edition will go on sale this morning at 10. This is CPR News at 6:06. A Palisade artist is the new Western Slope Poet Laureate. Wendy Vitaluk is the sixth person to hold the role. She says poetry doesn't have to be intimidating.
Many people install their anti-poetry deflector shields back in high school. And so as a poet, I have always felt that it was kind of my role to.
This is CPR News.